Mars has a little company today, and NASA's Odyssey spacecraft fired its main engine to slow itself last night and began a loose orbit of Mars. Odyssey is carrying three instruments to study the planet's outer crust. The spacecraft also carries the weight of NASA's planetary program. The last two spacecraft sent to Mars didn't make it. A software bug is thought to have sent one crashing to the surface, and a mix-up between metric and English units doomed the other. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA officials felt that this time, failure really was not an option. In the control room at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, scientists sat at computer terminals looking serious. A doll of Marvin the Martian, the creature who was always trying to destroy the Earth in Bugs Bunny cartoons, sat by one terminal, also looking serious. At 7:26 p.m. Pacific time, Odyssey began to fire its engines. For a tense minute, then another, and another, antennas on Earth had trouble picking up a signal.
Telecom, Odyssey Ace. Telecom, go ahead. Yeah, just let you know that has been passed on and that doesn't work.
But then, it was there. The spacecraft disappeared behind Mars, then reappeared. Odyssey, after a 200-day, 285-million-mile journey, was in orbit. Flight controllers, still tethered to their desks by headset cords, got up to hug. Afterwards, NASA Administrator Dan Golden, who will be stepping down next month, spoke.
I just have such a pride in the brilliant scientists and engineers at JPL and NASA, our university affiliates, Lockheed Martin. They had the guts to do it in front of all the world. And at this trying time for America, I'm so proud of this team for lifting the American spirit.
Bruce Jacoski, a geologist on the mission, watched it all unfold from his home in Colorado. His reaction was two words.
Thank God. This has been a real must-work mission for NASA, and it would have been just devastating had it sailed past the planet or not worked.
Jacoski was involved in the Viking missions to Mars. About one in three NASA Mars missions have failed overall. This time, he had steeled himself for the worst.
I remember back to the launch when I couldn't even get excited about it because I was just so mentally preparing myself to watch it blow up.
There are still some tense times ahead. Over the next 3 months, NASA scientists will trim Odyssey's orbit. As Odyssey whirls around Mars, it will dip slightly into the Martian atmosphere. If all goes as planned, the friction will slow the craft down until Odyssey is circling just 250 miles above the surface. Then in January, the science can begin. One instrument on board will measure gamma rays coming from elements in the crust of Mars. Jeffrey Plaut, deputy project scientist on the mission, says this device should be able to spot underground fields of ice. And where there is water, there may have been life.
We know that there is water ice in the North Polar region of Mars that's been observed by other spacecraft. We know that there's a trace amount of water vapor in the atmosphere, and that changes with the seasons. But we have a lot of indirect evidence that there's ice locked in the soil around the planet, and we're going to be able to actually make a map of that deposit with this mission.
Odyssey is also equipped with an infrared camera. Vicki Hamilton is a geologist at Arizona State University. She says this will tell scientists not just what the surface looks like, but what it's made of.
If you envision looking at a mountain range as a person with your eyes, you kind of generally see browns and tans, and it's very difficult to tell if you're looking at a sedimentary rock or an igneous rock. But in the infrared, you know, one might be pink, another rock might be green, another rock might be blue.
Tucked inside Odyssey is a third and final instrument named Marie. It was intended to measure radiation to see how much an astronaut might have to deal with. Along the way, Marie mysteriously stopped working. But NASA Administrator Dan Golden seemed to be able to see for millions of miles this night. He said, "I will not be happy until we land an American on the surface of Mars." And everybody clapped. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
There's more on the mission to Mars on the website, npr.org.